Josh Brown in the Waterloo region record, covers the Ontario Hockey League, also the CHL, as we go in the community, brought to you by ATB Financial. Minor hockey is almost over, but there's still time to salute your rink's home ice hero. Watch a video of the latest winner and nominate your own hero at atb.com/home ice, and they could win $5,000. We could see significant changes coming to the format of the Memorial Cup. Josh Brown joins us from the Waterloo region. Josh, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, Jason. How you doing?
Very well. We kind of spitballed this around a while ago. I wondered if it was something they would ever do. And, you know, I was reading your article, looking at some changes and a possibility of either a cup format or NCAA bracket. Like the NCAA bracket one, I love. But do you think they would have to, shorten their own league playoffs, then make it best of threes or fives in order for that to work?
Yeah, it's weird. All this kind of chatter is starting to drum up here because the Ontario Hockey League is hosting the Memorial Cup next year, and the bids were closed a couple weeks ago. So a lot of executives are starting to think about the 100th, which is when they're anticipating big changes to destination and format. And the popular one that's getting a lot of talk is this kind of like, let's have a March Madness sort of feel to it with a bracket style tournament. And as far as the schedule goes, I guess it depends how many teams they ultimately put in it, if that's the way they do in fact go. I've heard scouts and executives tell me that they've heard as many as 32 down to 8 are being tossed around as ideas. If you had a small amount, I think you could just do it at the Memorial Cup because you pretty much have about that many games anyway. You just maybe, just do the one-off until the final and then have a best-of-three series or something like that. But certainly if we're talking 32, you might have to find some quiet time in the schedule to fit those in and maybe play them down throughout the year or leading up to it, or shorten the season and have it all there. I would imagine if you have the March Madness, you kind of want to have it in one spot and have that excitement, you know, of an upset happening, you know, or who's going to lose today, and then tomorrow the bracket changes and you can do your office pools and all that kind of stuff. So if they did have 32, you might have to shorten the season. And now, like I said, this is for the 100th anniversary, so maybe they make a special exception that year and it's a one-off and see how it goes. And in that case, They could shorten the schedule maybe, and then not really worry about it and go back if it didn't work out the next season.
Yeah, Josh, if you're talking an NCAA-type bracket thing from a marketing point of view, it sounds very good based on the wild popularity of what we see with basketball. But practically speaking, you cover this level of hockey. It looks like a real tough fit to me.
Yeah, it's a little easier in the O than out where you guys are, that's for sure. I cover all the road games for the Rangers, as well as all the home games, obviously. And the furthest drive is, you know, maybe about 8 hours, and that's once or twice a season. So they're pretty lucky here. So they don't really feel that end of it. But you're right. I mean, it's a logistical nightmare in a lot of ways. So that's perhaps why you might not be able to get, maybe you do a Sweet 16. You know, maybe you keep it a little tight. I don't know the value too. You know, other than the excitement of if you do make it big, of rewarding a team that maybe has one incredible game that's clearly not that good, but manages to upset a great team, and then you got all your best teams out. I mean, I guess it's the excitement like the NCAA is there, but
sure,
it really doesn't make much weight for the regular season, which you strive so hard to win if you do that format.
Well, and that's fair, but it happens all the time in other sports where, you know, the best team doesn't always win in playoffs, especially in a one-off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you have the chance to win your league and then the Memorial Cup's on top of it, I definitely don't have an issue with it. If suddenly there's no regional playoffs, then I could see it maybe being somewhat of a difference. But right now, the Memorial Cup's on top. Like, you can still win your league and be a champion, but then lose the Memorial Cup, right?
Yeah, but at least you're assured a chance of getting to the Final Four right now if you win your league, right? And that might be taken away if you had a big round-robin bracket, sort of like March Madness. But, you know, part of this, too, is that for a long time, the format's being getting criticized. I think we're going on 40 years now of this kind of model, and it's sort of tired in some circles because of this feeling that one team that does get in gets in for doing absolutely nothing, and you're not winning anything as the host team. Now, of course, that's great for the hometown tickets, and it gives you a central location to plan around for a year. But, you know, you look at even West now, I guess I was just looking at the standings today. Sorry, I don't follow the W as closely as I probably should. But, you know, I think there's four teams ahead of Red Deer and four within 5 points of them. You know, so you don't want to have a host team go and kind of, you know, not perform well. That's always kind of one of the worries.
Yeah, like Red Deer is a competitive team for sure, but, you know, the West is really competitive. There's lots of good teams. And, you know, we saw this with Saskatoon a few years ago. We've seen it in the OHL. You know, a team lose Quebec a few years ago. Was it Schwinnigan? I can't remember. Somebody lost in the first round of the playoffs, but then ends up being the host team and wins the tournament later on. So you're right. It's not a perfect format. What would have to happen? Like, what's the next step from the people you talk to about making the change realistic? Because I'm assuming it'll have to be made this summer so they have a year to plan?
Yeah, well, the announcement would have to be – they'll probably make the announcement at the Memorial Cup this year. That was kind of sort of when they like to do their big announcements about future plans for the tournament. The problem is a lot of the people who make these decisions aren't necessarily in the CHL. Like, if you look at the bid committees from past Memorial Cups, they're NHL reps, people from Sportsnet, you know, but Paul Beeston was on the committee one year, you know, Blue Jay management. And so, you know, I don't know if Junior Hockey City's best interests are always going to be at heart, unfortunately. It seems to be what can be drive TV, what can make a lot of money. I mean, there's no mistake about it. This is about dollars. They want to capitalize on the fact that it's the 100th anniversary and, you know, and have a big splash. And there's even talk about some of the guys I've been talking to said they might not even be in a CHL city. You know, we could see something like Toronto or Vancouver or Montreal or something like that where we're in a big city, not in their rink, in the NHL ranks, just to get more butts in the seats.
Well, you know, Josh, I wonder... if you're going, you know, marketing is great. I mean, you need the dollars, you want the exposure. But, you know, if you have a team that doesn't belong there when you're only talking four teams, it's a problem. Maybe if you get into a bidding situation where it's a big center that doesn't even necessarily have a team, that takes away that weak host. But is there an appetite for that, you think, from junior operators who know they're not going to get a game in that circumstance?
Yeah, it's not definitely not in Toronto. I mean, their junior teams have a hard time drawing people. Go to Mississauga often, and, you know, it's embarrassing how little people are there. And, you know, you're in the GTA, and it's great hockey, and there's future stars and projected number one draft picks and even Leaf draft picks on the team. But that's maybe where you have a hybrid. Like, maybe I think one of the things I was toying with was you have a home-and-home with all the league champs, and that way you get the benefit of seeing teams that you don't get to see often from out west come in for a home game. You fly out there, you do the same with the Quebec League, and then just do straight champions, no wild card, no host team, nobody doesn't belong there, and the top two teams then go to a neutral site, and that's maybe where they can cash in. You know, they have a one-game or a three-game series in Toronto or Vancouver or Calgary or something like that, and that way they kind of get the best of both worlds.
Here's a hybrid. Tell me if I'm just bananas. Could you have it rotate between non-junior club cities like that have a footprint in each league? Vancouver, I know they have a team, but, you know, a city in the Dub, the O, and the Q, even if it's a Montreal as opposed to a suburb junior team, where you move it around and there's at least regional interest, and does that solve anything?
Well, I think it gets those cities some money, and it definitely gives the CHL a lot of dough. The problem I have with that is, you know, like I cover every 80 games a year about with preseason playoffs and regular season. I see how much these teams mean to the community. It kind of, mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe I'm being a little naive here, but it just bothers me that, you know, some of these junior cities that live and die by these teams don't get to benefit from any potential playoff or Memorial Cup. And by moving it to a big center, I know I get you rotating it at least regionally, everybody's getting a taste. But I think part of the neat thing is you invade that community for a couple weeks, and the whole town usually rallies around it. People fly in, and some of these teams who need the money get rewarded for hosting it.
Yeah, it would be very interesting. Josh Brown joins us discussing some changes coming up potentially for the Memorial Cup format. Well, this would be a great year for them to have it because every Canadian team is going to be out of the playoffs, so they would probably love to have it in one of those big Canadian cities. Now, Josh, you cover the OHL exclusively, and you know you watch a lot of the players. Are there any, like, we know about the top guys at the draft? Is there anybody who's maybe come from behind in the OHL that's making a real push that you think could be an excellent sleeper pick, you know, in the second or third round?
Yeah, you know, I'll play the hometown card here because, I cover the Rangers full time, so they're the team I'm most intimate with. And their second leading scorer, who was leading the team for most of the year, is a 17-year-old named Adam Mascarin, who's kind of fallen off the charts. You know, he's the top 17-year-old scorer in the OHL. Like I said, a 17-year-old leading a team that's been in the top 10 CHL rankings for most of the year. And he's not getting much publication because he's a bit of a small guy. But, you know, as we've seen in today's NHL, so there's never been a better time to kind of be a small guy in the draft. He's electric. He has an NHL-ready shot. And I think anybody who gets him probably mid-second round right now, late second round is kind of where he's slotted to go, is going to get a bit of a steal because I think he could be a high-end, maybe even top late first-round pick.
What size is he?
He is about 5'10", I believe. Okay. He's got a bit of a bulldog frame, and I think the knock against him right now from the scouts I've been talking to is they feel he's sort of grown, he's physically peaked, that he doesn't have much more muscle to add, so kind of what you see is what you get.
Okay.
But he's already, I think he's up to 33 goals now, a couple more last night, and just an electric player to watch.
Yeah, that is always interesting, and the toughest part about drafting 17-year-olds is the projection of where they're going to be, and you know, because you do see some guys at 15, 16, 17, 18 even kind of reach their peak, and then they just don't get any better or stronger because, you know, you can't change your DNA. So it is an interesting one, but clearly now the shot is what intrigues me. What about the hockey sense?
He's getting better. He's getting a little more. I mean, he's quick off the puck. He's got a good first step. And this year, the biggest change for him, you know, last year 16, you know how it goes in the CHL. It's pretty overwhelming to move to a town in your first year and go to a new school and live with new people and build and get adjusted. And this year, he's really focusing on hockey, and he's added a nice defensive responsibility to his game, coming back a lot on forward. And Kitchener is one of the I think in the West, they've allowed the fewest goals against. So as a team, and that's not just to their defense, but all their forwards come back, and everybody plays a pretty good team defense altogether, and he's really bought into that this year.
Now, Josh, I'm interested because you are covering the OHL. Let's take away the famous last name and tell me how this player would differ from a player like Max Domi.
Well, Max Domi, well, it's tough to say because he's older, obviously, with the last couple of years where he peaked. He's not maybe as offensively creative, and that's a really good question because Domi's a little more naturally talented, I think, and just kind of a game changer. And I think right now, Mascarin, at only 17, you can see him becoming a player like that. Right now, he still has to make a couple of strides in his game. But, yeah, it's really tough for me because the last time I saw Domi, it looked like he was a lot older and he was just ready to go to the NHL. And I don't think he was too into his last year in London. He was just ready to move on.
Josh, I appreciate the rundown. Very interesting to see kind of how this plays out. I love the Memorial Cup every year, and we'll be watching with interest. A format change could be very exciting. I'm highly intrigued over the potential of a bracket in major junior hockey in the country.
Thanks so much, guys.
Josh Brown, beat reporter. For Kitchener, of course, writes in the Waterloo paper.